producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello, and thank you for joining with us this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about an effort to shut down not just gun owners, although certainly we would be in the crosshairs of this madcap left-wing attorney general in California. But the problem is that she's not really alone. She's just more visibly loony than are some to talk about the threat to the First Amendment and to the ability of Second Amendment groups like Gun Owners of America to communicate with the public and our own members, as well as many other groups of many different persuasions and interests, is the attorney for an advertising company that has been active in defending the First Amendment. Very unusual corporate notion there at American Target Advertising, where a company actually does something tangible and effective to defend the very environment that is necessary for its continued existence. Would that there were more companies that were interested in their own survival instead of playing crony capitalist, which seems to be the standard Republican-oriented company response.
Let's make a deal.
Mark Fitzgibbons works at American Target Advertising, and they don't make deals. They make pain. they help groups that are defending the Constitution apply a little grassroots pressure, otherwise known as pain in the neck, to those who are in power who said they were going to Washington or in many cases state houses around the country, and sometime between getting elected and arriving in that capital city, they forget why they wanted to come to power, and they themselves become part of the problem. And one of the big problems has been attorneys general that are trying to, quote-unquote, defend the little people by shutting up groups like Gun Owners of America and making it impossible to function. And if we try to function, in some cases, although we haven't been subject to it yet, making it a criminal offense to practice free speech. Did I overstate that, Mark?
You said it exactly as it should be stated, Larry.
Unhappily, I was hoping you might want me to downpedal a little bit, but or backpedal. But no, it's an increasingly hostile environment. I forget who was making the statement not long before we were recording this show, but they were suggesting that the Tea Party ought to be subject to the racketeering laws because obviously there's some kind of an illegal conspiracy among the Tea Party groups. Oh, hello, I thought that was the very reason for the existence of the Tea Party, was to challenge that very thing operating in government.
Some people in government believe that the freedom of association, the right to speak your mind and associate with others who think like you, is a RICO violation, apparently. So, but that's really the mindset of the people that we're dealing with, Larry. It's been that way throughout history.
For point of clarification, RICO is shorthand for the racketeering law at the federal level, racketeering and corrupt organizations, something like that. Anyway, it ought to be a four-letter word because it's something that has been used with glee by those in power to try to silence those they don't like criticizing them to the point that they would be perfectly happy to destroy our organizations. And if possible, put us in jail. Let's go take some lessons from Fidel Castro, eh?
And the reason we have the Constitution with its structure, and the reason why we have the Bill of Rights, is because the founders saw what had happened throughout history, and they were wise enough and bright enough to create a rule of law over government, and that is our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, to prevent government from doing the bad things and engaging in this form of tyrannical behavior and the suppression of rights. So, you know, the number one enemy to these people in government who want to suppress our rights is the Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
I remember somebody saying, they were saying it in jest, but I suspect that some in power would not have seen the joke, saying, well, we could rule much more efficiently if we just got rid of the Bill of Rights altogether, right? Jawohl, we could be much more efficient.
You know, and Larry, the sad part, there are a number of people out there who, you know, who are in government who do take the Bill of Rights and the Constitution seriously, and we'll talk about a case that was filed with the Supreme Court, and it was filed against the California Attorney General, and actually three state attorney generals from Michigan, South Carolina, and Arizona filed an amicus brief on the side of the First Amendment and against Attorney General Kamala Harris from California. So there are some good people who do take the rule of law seriously, and
that's encouraging.
It really is. It really is, and I think, you know, part of you know, what you've done over the years, Larry, you know, the Gun Owners of America and this grassroots movement of encouraging leaders in government to abide by the Constitution and criticizing those who don't is you know, it's not nearly enough. But it's far better than had we not had you and groups like you, yours out there, you know, doing those things.
And hopefully we're riding a rising tide that's going to go much further inland than ever before. And I'm referencing what has happened a little bit before you and I will be heard on this recorded interview. The destitution, to use an old-fashioned word, of John Boehner, ripping him out of office. That was, I think, directly the result of the August recess that Congress has every year. And in the case of the members of the House, they went back home. That's when they spend a month campaigning. They visit around their districts. And I think most of them came back with a haircut, so to speak. Most of them were dressed down like, what do you think you're doing? What are you doing letting that blankety-blank Speaker of the House run you around as if you had a ring in your nose? When are you going to start doing what we sent you there for? And my guess is that pretty soon after getting back, they were telling,
Mr. Speaker, we have a problem.
And Mr. Speaker is no longer Mr. Speaker. And it's a start.
It's a start, and you know, there's a good opportunity to do some house cleaning up there, literally and figuratively, and you know, put in speakers who are going to challenge President Obama, going to challenge the Senate Democrats, the House Democrats, and articulate the causes that we all know need to be articulated, and really provide some leadership instead of compromising to the point that every year we lose more of our freedom, every year you know, the deficit and the federal debt grows. So we're at a point now with that, if we don't make these types of internal changes and the leadership, you know, we may be on the pale of recovering our country.
Well, I was encouraged when I realized that a bunch of politicians were doing what they, by and large, absolutely did not want to do. to take on the leadership of their own party and to say, sorry, but you're going to have to go through that door over there and watch out when it closes behind you. That was such a good, positive, encouraging development. We're going to be back in a minute and talk some more with Mark Fitzgibbons of the American Target Advertising, an advertising company in Manassas, Virginia, that Gun Owners of America has had a long-time relationship with, and we're glad they're fighting.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Mark Fitzgibbon. Gibbons of the American Target Advertising Company. They're located in Manassas, Virginia, which is not that far from the dreaded District of Columbia, but far enough away that they're able to keep a pretty clear head, and they have done wonderful work promoting the causes of constitutionally oriented groups around the country for years and years. And most unusually, they have a slot. I guess you're a vice president. Anyway, you're in charge of free speech. You're the guy that takes on the bad guys. And that's a real plus for your company that that's what you're able to do. Not that you don't have plenty to do. These attorneys general around the country, so many of them think that their job is to silence political opponents.
Silence political opponents and provide crony government services for their friends. And we, you know, we see this in the Second Amendment gun ownership area, where if a state attorney general is against the Second Amendment, he or she may help the anti-Second Amendment groups, while at the same time trying to make life difficult for the pro-Second Amendment groups. And, you know, this is where we come into this case of where it's pending before the Supreme Court, a group called the Center for Competitive Politics, headed by former Federal Election Commission Chairman Brad Smith, a real First Amendment scholar.
A great American.
Yes, has filed suit against Kamala Harris, the Attorney General of California, because she has issued a regulation stating that organizations that register with her office to ask Californians for contributions, those organizations must file a confidential tax return that lists donors to the organization of more than $5,000. So you're saying, well, what's that about? Well, back in the 1950s...
She just invents the law when she does that. There's no legal basis, certainly no constitutional basis, for doing such a calling for such a policy.
It's anti-constitutional. Back in the 1950s, the Alabama Attorney General wanted to silence the civil rights movement, so he demanded the list of members of the NAACP, there was a landmark case in 1958 called NAACP versus Alabama, where the Supreme Court said, no, you really can't do that, because that will violate the freedom to associate privately with causes of your choice, and that will intimidate people, it will silence people. So she's operating in really in direct contravention of that Supreme Court precedent. Plus,
isn't it interesting that it was a Democrat administration in Alabama that was trying to grab the names of donors and intimidate them back in the 50s, and it's a Democrat attorney general in California that's trying to do the same thing today.
it's coincidental, Larry. But, you know, there are actually some Republicans that don't understand the First Amendment either. So
true that.
True violating that. The First Amendment can be bipartisan. And in fact, the New York Attorney General, Democrat Eric Schneiderman, is doing the same thing up in New York. So, and not only is it against the precedent from the Supreme Court, but federal law says this donor information is confidential, and it provides both civil and criminal penalties against government officials who disclose that information. So it's very well protected, even though it's filed with the IRS, and even though the IRS, by the way, leaked the names of donors from that confidential tax return information for the National Organization for Marriage. They leaked that organization's donors to blogs hostile to the National Organization for Marriage. So even though this confidential information is filed with the IRS, and it's supposed to stay confidential, the IRS under Lois Lerner leaked that information. Now the Kamala Harris wants to get that information that is confidential under this federal law, and so she's really violating court precedent and federal law.
Well, what's that among consenting governor types, ruling types? You know, laws are just for the little people, not for us who are trying to get things done. And who are you to stand in the way of correct thinking and politically correct objectives? My, my. How retrograde. Might I even say how retarded.
I wrote a piece not too long ago saying, you know, these violations of confidential tax information, you or I would be fined or in jail if this happened.
In rather short order.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're a member of the political class, you escape consequences.
Isn't that something? That doesn't seem to be new. The more I do my historical study, the more I realize that there's always been this presumption that we were born to rule and you schlubs were born to be ruled.
And like it.
And if you don't like it, we have our ways. And Kamala Harris is but one of the ways, using the power, in this case, of the Attorney General in the state of California, to go after a group that, obviously, it's political. She doesn't like their policy objectives. She could have found a group on the left that was just as deserving of her attention. Not that anybody is deserving of these attentions. But, of course, she didn't go after anybody on the left. She went after somebody that was right of center.
And she's issuing threatening letters saying, if you don't file this information, we're going to fine your board of directors and you can lose your tax-exempt status. And, of course, you won't be able to ask Californians for contributions. So,
It's like she owns the mailboxes of the people of California. Where does she get off with that?
Yeah. And it's not just her, Larry. There's this organization called the National Association of State Charity Officials, and they meet in Washington for 3 days, October 5 through 7, at the Washington Marriott Georgetown. And it's these state charity regulators like Kamala Harris and her underlings who they have these laws, these charitable solicitation laws that they enforce, and they've lost four times at the Supreme Court based on their over-aggressiveness. But they'll be meeting in Washington, D.C., and run another piece about one of the former presidents of this organization, and I call this organization NASCO. Former president wrote to our friend Lois Lerner, and this NASCO president said, "We are partners with you, Lois Lerner."
Yes. Well, it's wonderful to have a partnership. Let's take a look at how they look forward to having that partnership. We're talking with Mark Fitzgibbons. He is the, shall we say, the First Amendment attorney for the American Target Advertising Company in Northern Virginia. And he's been doing an awful lot to save our bacon.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Mark Fitzgibbons and I are talking about free speech, and as you may have concluded, if you've been able to listen to the first half hour of our discussion, free speech actually often has a fairly high price tag, and that's because the political class really doesn't like to hear from us. I have for a long time realized that, as you were indicating a little earlier, Mark, it's not so much a Republican or Democrat thing, although if you do find an occasional defender of speech, it's usually going to be a Republican, but there's all too many Republicans that would be perfectly happy sealing everybody else's mouth and making the job of ruling so much easier. You can almost hear them complaining when they meet together. How can you rule when they're running around with their pitchforks like that? So, I guess if one way to look at it is Mark Fitzgibbons and the American Target Advertising Company are providing pitchforks for those trying to see the Constitution upheld. Kamala Harris is one of our immediate concerns. She's the Attorney General of a very left-wing government in California, and she's been doing her level best to seal our lips so that you don't hear from a lot of different groups in California. That would be her absolute heart's desire. There's no question about it. She's not a champion of freedom of speech, that's for sure, and certainly not freedom of speech for those with whom she does not agree.
And she's going to be filing her response in this case before the Supreme Court soon. I'm anxious to see what she says.
Wow.
But it's so typical. And you made a good point. There are a number of Republicans that are not good, but the ones that have been good on this issue have tended to be Republicans. So when there are Republican attorney generals, we want to thank them when they do the right thing and really, really back them and acknowledge the good things that they've done, like the attorney generals of Arizona, Michigan, and South Carolina in this particular case.
That's a good point in terms of anybody in public office. It's, first of all, we should complain loud and long when they don't do what they're supposed to, but we shouldn't just let things go into silence. If they do the right thing, we should encourage them, and we should thank them for having done the right thing and say, I hope you don't lose heart. I know that was a hard fight. Keep it up. We're behind you. You know, give them that kind of tangible and moral support, because it's hard enough, even if they are highly motivated, and there are some. I'm thinking of one guy that we've endorsed for president, Ted Cruz. He seems to have his own dynamo driving him, but that kind of makes him a little unusual. There aren't too many like him, and even he, I think, can stand for a little positive reinforcement. He was going wobbly one time on a particular piece of legislation, and to his credit, when he heard from people, he said, I see your point, and he changed his position. And it wasn't because of a transaction of money. It was because an argument was made. Now, that's pretty unusual for a politician.
Yeah, a number of them want to see what's going into their political action committee accounts.
What's in it for me? Yeah.
Yes.
And normally that's what we're playing. And so if we don't, you know, obviously no way we can contribute to Kamala Harris, the Attorney General of California, who would like to shut down anybody to the right of Hubert Humphrey, I guess, then the only thing we can do is to try to apply pain. And that's where postcards and email come into play. That's one of the ways they can know that that the heat is on them, that the natives are restless. And that's when they can pay attention. That's how Boehner got ousted, I'm convinced. It was that August recess. People came back to the Congress, to the House, realizing, they don't like us out there. you finally noticed.
And it's not just the elected officials, it's the bureaucrats and calling them out. You know, I mentioned earlier Lois Lerner. Well, there are hundreds and thousands of Lois Lerners out there in the federal bureaucracy and in the state bureaucracy, and they need to be called out, identified. I wrote a piece recently about Lois Lerner's partners, this National Association of State Charity Officials, and how they collaborated with Lois Lerner on certain revisions to the tax return for nonprofit organizations. I wrote about a what I call a mini-me to the Dr. Evil Lois Lerner, Assistant Attorney General out in Minnesota, who she would send out a letter, and I say, what's your legal basis for sending this letter? And she actually got angry at me for asking whether she had any law that she was enforcing or giving her the authority to make these demands. And
obviously the reason she was angry is she knew she didn't have a good answer.
Well, exactly. And I wrote her name, Elizabeth Kremenak, and you know, so there are hundreds and thousands of little bureaucrats like this who are hiding violations of our First Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, and even their violations of the very laws that they claim to be enforcing. And we need to call these people out, hold them accountable. You know, if they are pestering an organization, you write a story about her and put their name and picture up on your organization's webpage and show the world who these people are, because they operate in the shadows. And had people gone after Lois Lerner, who had a history of making life miserable for First Amendment advocates, and particularly conservatives, you know, she may not have risen up the ladder to the point where she would have had so much power if people had gone after her a little bit earlier in her career and identified her lawlessness. So lessons to be learned. It's not just the elected officials, but it's the unelected bureaucrats that, you know, we need to call out and hold them accountable and make sure that they follow the law. When they follow the law, let's praise them. When they protect rights, let's praise them. When they violate the law, they are the reasons why I call government America's biggest lawbreaker.
Now, I guess we have to be careful how we single out these people and focus on them. I was going to say target them, as in American Target advertising. But you know what trouble Sarah Palin got in was she put bullseyes over liberal politicians that needed to be taken out of office. Oh, you're threatening our lives. Well, you know, in your dreams. The fact of the matter is they don't want to debate the issues because they know they have no law on their side. They are in power, and that's all you need to know, schlub. Just do what we say.
Do what we say and respect our authority is what they want.
Yeah, and do it with a smile or we're going to slap you around.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, the number of bureaucrats out there who violate the laws that they enforce is just astounding.
It is an attitude that seems to be pretty much part of the job, that once they're there, I guess they're in some kind of a bubble, it would seem, and they're just not used to being questioned. And so often, you know, Mark, I noticed this when I was a candidate for the legislature. The second time around, I succeeded, got elected. First time I'd failed. But the second time, it seemed that maybe 10 days, a couple weeks out from the election, people began to think that, hey, he might make it. The difference with which they approached me was palpable. The bowing and the scraping. And you shouldn't do that to office holders or anybody in office. That goes to the head, I tell you. Going to be back to talk some more with Mark Fitzgibbons of the American Target Advertising about the threats to our First Amendment.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Mark Fitzgibbons of the American Target Advertising. In many ways, we could say a First Amendment advertising company, a company that is actually willing to put some of their own resources on the line defending the First Amendment. It would be nice if a lot of other companies saw the protection of the Constitution as part of their business model as well, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to ask companies, what have you done to protect the Constitution, to keep these regulators from shutting you down and your even your competitors and businesses you don't have anything to do with, because we're in a pretty serious fight, and just so many folks just seem to go along thinking, well, everything's fine, they're not coming for me, and so what's the problem? I keep my head down and the problem will go away, right? Well, it seems to me we could be going on the offense. And I was just wondering if you had an agenda of sorts, Mark, things that groups like Gun Owners of America and other groups that depend on the First Amendment, things that we could be doing to take the initiative to call out people like Attorney General in California Kamala Harris, but would there be bills or regulatory reform that we could be clamoring for and trying to, as in Saul Alinsky, embarrass them for not having done something as obviously decent as pursuing whatever?
I sure do. I've got a couple of suggestions. And first of all, let me give a shout out to Richard Vigory, who 50 years ago founded our company, and he has been a torch carrier for the First Amendment, for all the Bill of Rights, and he's I'm able to do what I can do because of his his love of his country and
his commitment to the cause,
his commitment to freedom and liberty and all that. So at a little over 80 years old. He just had a birthday last week. He's still out working me. but to your question,
encouraging to know that
there are a couple of things that can be done. Number one, I'm a firm believer that there need to be remedies when government officials violate the law. So often we have government officials who violate the laws that they enforce, and they can do so and willingly do so because there are no consequences for them. So we need legislation at federal and state levels that when government officials violate the law, and when their violations of the law hurt people and cause them to lose money through attorney's fees or lost opportunities, they should be personally liable. And years ago, there was...
Now, that goes beyond probably what I was thinking of when you started reporting on this, the British system where a loser pays. But you're expanding that, and I think rightly, if I'm not mistaken, to not just say that the California Attorney General's office has to pay the litigants' fees when the litigant prevails against the Attorney General. You're talking about there being some personal consequences?
Personal consequences.
Now we're talking business.
Yeah, and you know, when the country was founded, Larry is a Second Amendment's right guy. You're also a Fourth Amendment rights guy because you know that government coming into homes to seize guns is against the Fourth Amendment. Our country was founded, searching agents had personal liability under certain circumstances for illegal searches. So personal liability for administrative officials was something that was used to keep government at bay when our country was founded, and since then those protections of our liberties have eroded. The other thing, Larry, that I strongly recommend is that when government officials send a letter saying we are enforcing the law and we want you to take some action, whether it be stop doing what you're doing or send us some documents, which government officials do quite frequently, that they are required to cite to the law that gives them the authority to make those demands and cite to the law that they're enforcing. So often, like this mini-me Lois Lerner, they will send letters to citizens, and many of these government officials are lawyers, like assistant attorney generals, and they know the law. And the people that they're sending to the letters to don't necessarily know the law, and they take advantage. It's unethical for them to say, do this, do that, without giving citizens notice of which law it is that they're enforcing. So we need more laws on the books requiring government officials to cite to the legal authority for whatever demands that they're making and whatever investigations they're taking.
And if they don't, to go back to your earlier suggestion, that they personally be liable for some kind of damages for having failed to keep that law.
That's exactly right. That works very neatly hand in hand. So those are two suggestions that I think that we can very much use to not prevent government from going after the bad guys in the general public, because they exist, and we need government to go after the bad guys, but to prevent the government from abusing its power to go after the good people and to violate their rights and hide behind this shield that we are the government and whatever we say is right. We need those types of very simple protections.
I think that is that would help get government back to its more proper role of protecting good guys from bad guys and keep them from using their power as a political weapon against the, quote, enemies of the regime.
That's exactly right, Larry. That's exactly right.
I think we're at the point where we either are going to put a stop to what has been trending that way, or we could just lose the whole ball game.
And the the power that's been turned over to unelected government officials is tremendous. They now have the power not just to enforce the laws, but to legislate and to adjudicate laws. So they're at a point where now where they are these government agencies are walking violations of the separation of powers. It's the exact opposite of the very purposes for why we have the Constitution and why we have the Bill of Rights. It's the whole separation of powers that has broken down, and as James Madison said, when you have any one person or entity exercising the three powers of government, that is the very definition of tyranny.
So we've got to, among other things, insist of those who are running for office, insist that they would pledge to laws that prohibit regulators from assuming the role of legislators. And one way that comes to my mind is to make each and every new regulation be treated as a bill. If you can't find a sponsor for it, you ain't got nothing. And even if you get it introduced as a bill, it still would have to go through the legislative process, have chances for those of us on the outside of the system to criticize it and try to defeat it while it's making its way through a legislative body. That would probably take a lot of the fun out of being a regulator.
It sure would. Yeah, life is downhill with the wind at the back of all regulators who can make the laws as they go along, and that's not the way our system was set up to be. We need controls on what type of authority and power they have, and certainly the legislatures can't think of every circumstance ahead of time, but they need to be more specific. They can't give broad delegations of powers like they did to Kamala Harris, who they said the California legislature said the Attorney General of California can decide whatever it is that she wants for charities and other entities that register to solicit contributions. She can decide whatever it is that she wants for them to file as a condition to receive her license.
Ideally, Mark, a law like that would be found unconstitutional because it's a breakdown of the separation of powers.
In fact, the Supreme Court has held very clearly that it is unconstitutional on its face to give a licensor such unbridled discretion to decide what people must file.
Let's hope that there are more of the same. That may be the approach to taking back our government from the likes of these regulators. Mark Fitzgibbon, thanks so much for reporting in from the American Target Advertising. Appreciate what you're able to do on a daily basis to defend the Constitution. Thank you, sir.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DisappearingDollar.com. Again, that's DisappearingDollar.com.